Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yod. Up to this point of the Mishnah, the word ona'ah meant a taking advantage of somebody in a transaction of business. But here we'll talk about another type of ona'ah. Mishnah says, Keshem she'ona'ah b'mekach u'mimkar, kach ona'ah b'dvarim, says the Mishnah. Just like there's a type of ona'ah, of causing pain or distress to somebody else, which is forbidden in buying and selling in business. That's what the word ona'ah really means. It means causing pain. Just like they have that in business, there is another type of ona'ah, which is ona'ah bidvarim, with words. Now you're not allowed to say something to somebody else that's going to cause them pain or distress. It's learned out by an extra pasuk in the Torah. The Torah tells us, Lo tonu ish et amito ve'yareta me'elohecha. You're not allowed to cause pain one man to his friend, and you should have fear of Hashem, because I am Hashem, your God. We learn from this pasuk in ona'ah that's not mentioned at all within the context of any business. So you see, there's another type of ona'ah that happens through words. And what's examples of those? Lo yomar lo bekama hefet ze buhu eno rotze likach. You can't tell a merchant, someone who has a store, do me a favor, how much is this item? How much is this object? When you don't really have any intention to buy it. You just want to talk, you just want to browse, and you want to make it like you're interested, but you're there for another purpose. When you do that, you're creating false hope in the salesman, and then eventually you're letting him down, you're creating disappointment when you don't purchase the item. In addition to that, you may have him lower his price because he wants to make a sale, and somebody else overhears and they're going to take that cheaper price when he could have made more money if you didn't haggle, if they didn't hear you haggling. So therefore, you're not allowed to cause him pain by asking him questions if there's really no plan to buy an item in a store. And if the person was a Baal Teshuvah, he repented. He's somebody who was a sinner earlier on in life, and then he did Teshuvah. You can't tell him, oh, do you remember in the early days when you did so many Averot? That causes him shame, that causes him embarrassment and pain, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. Im hu ben gerim, lo yomar lo, zechor ma'ase avotecha. If he's the son of a convert, you can't tell him, ah, remember the evil ways of your non-Jewish parents or your ancestors, how they used to act, that also could cause him pain and embarrassment. Shene emar, like the pasuk tells us, veger lo tone velo tilhatsenu. You're not allowed to cause pain to a convert, you're not allowed to oppress that convert.